What's happening, everybody? You're tuning in to Music and Motivation with Chris Davis, and this is episode number 159, and today is Wednesday, May 4th. We kicking in with you on a Wednesday, dude, and I got a little bit of music queued up to get us started. This is a Forgiving Tree original. This is called Jenny, Please Come Home. Jenny, come home, man. That's a Forgiving Tree original, if I ever heard one. Yo, what's up with those transition times? I am sucking today. Whoa. I'm gonna fix that while I'm thinking about it. Woo, let's see if it works better now. Whoa. Yeah, that's a transition if I've ever seen one, bro. Whoa, what's up, guys? How's it hanging? It's Wednesday. It's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. As they say, those Star Wars geeks, bro. I am one. You know, I hope this podcast finds you well and in good graces. And, like, you're having a good week and everything, too, you know? Your boy, if any of you guys listened to the last episode, your boy said I'd be posting 2-3 of these a week. And your boy took a week off and then some, right? So clearly your boy is fucking up hardcore, and I'm just starting the episode off with a hard F like that. You know what I mean? But I have been. It's been terrible. I've been funking up so bad, it has been terrible. Not like I'm funking my life up, just I have been in a funk, man. Literally, since that last show, since we lost our drummer, man, life has not been feeling right. Your boy goes through it when he's not playing guitar, right? But I feel like I go through it when I don't have, like, when I lose direction, right? And without the band going, I'm definitely losing direction a little bit. I still got the podcasts. And, hey, if you guys haven't already, go check out Comedy by Coincidence with Chris Davis and Ty Young, okay? That's our other podcast we got going, and I'm doing that with comedian and one of my best friends of all time, Ty Young. And that is just, doing that podcast brings me a lot of joy in the week, and I need it right now. Because, oh boy, your boys have been going through it. Let's see, what's going on? What else going on? It's been a while. I can't even remember when the last one of these I did. I definitely took last week off. And then I think I did one on Monday the week before. So a lot has probably happened. Let's see what's going on. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last one, but we definitely lost our drummer. Dan peaced out amicably, pretty respectfully. At least he did it after the show and not before, and yada, yada, yada. But I'm getting pretty damn sick of fucking explaining that to everybody. And again, excuse me with the hard F's, everybody, but your boy's feeling it, man. Chris, you doing okay? I get that a lot at work, and that's, you know, it's good to have people who check in on you, you know? I'm not faulting anybody, and I respect all my other coworkers at work. They're all the best, you know? However, when you're dealing with a situation, you can only want to talk about it so much, right? And especially with the band stuff, that's one of my pride and joys, and to have to explain to people that it is currently not existent, is the worst, man. It's absolutely the worst. So I've been like on edge at work the last couple weeks because, hey, I don't want to have to explain it again. I don't want to have to explain. I've had to answer the question, hey, you found a drummer yet? A few times, and I'm sick of that question too. But, you know, your boy's going through it with the band stuff. That's like my baby. And, of course, if your baby's sick or not doing well, your world's upside down. It's not good, right? So my world has not been good. It's driven me in a funk, man. And I've been trying to snap myself out of it, man. I gave you guys those tips for surviving the week for a reason. Because your boy needs them sometimes, too. And some of them just ain't working right this time around. You know what I mean? It's been a hard funk, this one. And I'm really trying to fight it. I'm really trying to, as I say, change my perspective on it as often as I can. You know what I mean? I will say this, a note in a good direction, is that we got an audition for a drummer on Saturday this week, which is going to be tremendous. It's a real professional guy about our age. And he seemed excited. Now, I also saw that he's auditioning for other bands as well, which gives me a little bit of hesitance to, if nothing else, you know, a little bit of worry that he's not sold on our sound either. So, you know what I mean? Jamming will put all that at ease. All those questions I have, I'll figure them out then. So, at least somebody's auditioning. At least somebody wants to, right? So that's something I've been telling myself this week to try to pull myself out. When somebody listens to your stuff who's like a potential for the band and they hit you back and say, no, it sounds good, I do want to try out, that does feel good. I'll tell you that, guys. But, oh, God, I'm so sick of talking about the band at work right now. And I'm sick of This shouldn't be the Chris Complains Hour, by the way, but, you know, your boy's coming on here to hang out and let you know how he's doing. And this is as real as it gets. You know your boy struggles, too, and I get to share that struggle with you a little bit, you know? I always tell you guys can call in and share your struggles. Nobody does anybody? No, but that's okay. You still have the opportunity to, and it's always available to you, you know? Always hit up the email in the description or the voicemail link. I try to make all that stuff available for y'all in the comments and or the description down below. So feel free to hit up that Gmail with questions, concerns, video submissions, audio submissions, whatever. We'll take them all. But dude, yeah, struggling a little bit. It's no fun to be in a funk, dude. So I've been trying to get out of it, do those couple of, you know, surviving the week tips, listen to music, do little things for me. It's tough, man. It's a tough one. Nobody wants their baby to be sick or not doing well, right? It's tough. I will say this, jamming with my man Doug, jammed with him on Sunday. I try to make that an every Sunday thing unless we got too much shit going on, but that always brings me up a little bit, playing some piano. Jazz operators are still doing okay. We just haven't had a show in forever. We are taking on a new guitarist in the jazz operators, which is cool. Make it, what would that be? What is five players? Is that a quintet? It's not a quartet, because quartet is four people, right? Maybe, I don't know. Anyways, looking forward to having him on there. He's a great guitarist. He's been jamming with us the last couple weeks. I went to the cards game. Hey, let's talk about that for a second, because one of our big listeners went with us, man. It was me, KD, and our man, Big Farmer. We all went out to the cards game for Grateful Dead night on Friday, and man, that was a blast, dude. We went a little bit early. There was a cover band playing beforehand, and a Grateful Dead are my favorite cover band of theirs, the Schwag, playing afterwards at Ballpark Village, which Big Farmer and I went to forever ago, so we had to go again. We were trying to go early, however, we were chilling downstairs, kind of pre-gaming a little bit, and there was an earthquake in St. Louis, like literally localized maybe 5 miles south of us, and we felt it. It felt like an explosion happened under my house, so we had to like triple check that every appliance, everything was good at my house before we dipped. But no, we had a great time, man. Got some Grateful Dead Cardinals jerseys, which were cool as shit. American flag colors, so you know your boy loved them. And great to spend some quality time with the quality friend, man. So that was great. I have been having car troubles out the wazoo. I don't know if we've talked about that at all, but your boy's been having so much car troubles that it lit a fire under my ass to go and fix the bug. Reinsure it, get in driving shape, and now Dan Sedoma and I are going to go weld it this weekend, take care of all my serious cancer rust issues that I've been having, so before they get out of hand, which means a little bit of welding, a little bit of body work, and a little bit of touch-up painting, which is going to be kind of fun and be cool to get to work on my car with Dan a little bit. That's something I've always wanted to do. So... But Civic's down. Kelly's car was down for a week. That sucked too. And we were having the issues same week. So it was, mobility was not fun. And like I said, it just lit a fire under my ass to get the Volkswagen running, which does bring me joy. Do the little things that bring you joy, am I right? And I'll tell you what, riding around in that car, driving it, that does bring me joy still, a lot. So... this podcast is probably lame as shit, whatever. Whatever, I'm glad I get to share my stuff with you guys. Some episodes are the shit, and some episodes suck ass like this. What you gonna do, you know what I mean? You get the real me, though, I'll tell you that. I always try to keep it 100% real with y'all. And, you know, some days are better than others, just like anything, dude. Some episodes are better than others, and some days are better than others. And I am been having a rough couple of weeks, dude, but that doesn't mean I ain't going to come and hang out with y'all. You know what I mean? Like, this podcast does mean a lot to me, and you guys mean a lot to me. So if you are watching this, man, thank you, dude. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Y'all my homies, y'all my friends and fam. And if you comment hashtag True Savage down below, you're top fam. That's for real, for real. Let's do a couple segments, y'all. And I'm sorry I don't have these freaking sound effects again. It's kind of dumb. But what was our one for tips for surviving the week? The air horn? Pew, 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 pew. Yeah. Tips for surviving the week. Number one, call those homies. Call those Goombas, you know? Because nobody pulls you up quite like your Goombas, dude. And I'm going to be real. I've been having trouble hitting the Goombas up a little bit. Now, I hang out with Farmer when he's in town, and Dan's going to help me with this car work. But all my musician homies, hey, especially my homies from work, dude, it has been tough to even, you know, want to talk to them about the band situation. So, like, because, again, I don't want to talk about it at work. I don't want to fucking... It's always on my mind, so I don't want to keep it on my mind. You know, when you got something festering up here, you got to do something to get your mind off it and get on with it, you know, whether that's working on something, doing a hobby, talking to somebody. But you definitely don't want to be talking to somebody about that, right? Unless it's your fucking, your best friend, your therapist, or your wife. You don't, you know, I don't need to be spouting off everything. Definitely don't need to be posting it on Facebook, which is even more reason why you got to call the homies. Because if something's going on with them, they ain't going to be posting it, generally. I'd say at least 7 out of 10 times they ain't going to post about it if something's really... I don't know, man. It's just you got to have that public image and everything. You don't want the public to know how much you're struggling, generally, you know. Or at least that's the way I think of it most times. You don't want people to know you're struggling. What the hell? You got to put on a strong... got to carry yourself strong. You know what I mean? That's what... You know, you can't show weakness in today's world a little bit. And it's tough. It's tough as shit, dude. The world's tough. And that's why you got to keep your image tough-ish a little bit. But fuck. It's tough. Anyways, call you Goombas. That's what I'm really talking about here. Tip number two for surviving the week. Let's see. It's hard for me to think of these right now. Tips for surviving the week. Tip number two. Try to carry multiple perspectives. Because you normally burn yourself if you wholeheartedly just keep one perspective in your head. That's how you get tunnel vision. And that's how you don't think outside the box. And you start... losing empathy for other people too. Sounds like a lot, but seriously, think about it a little bit. If you can, every human being has their own perspective, okay? If you can hold multiple of those, not other people's perspectives necessarily, though you want to think about them every once in a while, but it helps you manage the emotional response. Keeps you from getting too angry or too sad or too whatever. But helps you think about it and make the most educated decision you can in how to approach something, right? So try to manage multiple perspectives on anything you're dealing with if you can. Okay, and that's a lot to ask, but try. I guess the real way to do that is to try to think outside your own perspective. Try to, you know, and that's very vague because the situation could be very different, right? So try to think outside your own perspective, I guess. Tip number three for surviving the week. Let's see, dude. We said call your Goombas, think outside your perspective. Let's see, tip number three. Take, you know, make sure you got two hours a day for you, okay, whether it's at the beginning, the end, the middle, wherever you need it to be with your schedule, because we all out here hustling, we all out here working, right? That doesn't stop, and never will, until you die. Tremendous, right? Sorry, that's how my brain, your brain says stupid shit like that to make you feel bad, and you know, that's something I do. It's terrible, and I have to try to recognize it. If you, oh, here's, okay. Tip number three for surviving the week, man. If you find yourself, your brain is telling you, like, irrational shit, and if there's any cuss words involved in these thoughts, if there's any, I don't know how to tell you how to spot these irrational thoughts, right? I just did right here on this podcast live in front of you guys. But when you catch yourself thinking these repeated irrational thoughts, man, take a second and say, hey, no, wait, that's just my brain being fucking mean. And it's the most bullshit shit, too. Us as humans, our brains can be our biggest critics, dude. Like yourself, you, me. Like if I'm talking about myself, I can be my biggest critic. And I'm the one who makes me feel the worst. So when you start thinking these irrational things that are just like mean to yourself, take a step back. It's kind of like managing the perspectives a little bit. Take a step back and say, no way. There's no reason to be this mean to yourself. Cut yourself a little slack. Keep rolling on. Focus on what really matters a little bit. You know what I mean? Focus on your next step. Focus on something that'll bring you a little bit of joy. Something like that, you know? Getting done with the work for the day. Whatever it is. It's hard. That one's a hard one. But I can't believe I said that. Work hard every day from now on until you die, pretty much. Yeah, that's some shit. I mean, man, that's true, but there's good shit in there. There's vacations, there's beautiful moments, and you got to look at those too. Tip number four for surviving the week: try to think of four or five things you're grateful for. That's always easy. That's a great tip for surviving the week. Try to think of five things you're grateful for in the morning, you know. Or, here's a new one, tip number five for surviving the week. Try to think of five beautiful moments that have happened in the last, you know, week. Because they happen all the time, little or big, beautiful shit happens all around you. And got to take time to recognize that. Whether it's your cat, your dog, doing some cute shit, somebody doing something nice for you. It happens, dude. Wow, that really affected me a little bit. This is supposed to be an uplifting podcast, and I just feel like total trash today. So sorry if you feel like trash through this with me. I'd turn it off, obviously, if that's the case. Whew. All right, tips for musicians and music lovers. Woo! Take a sip of coffee, do whatever. Fuck it, I probably lost every listener by this point, so I'm going to take a smoke real quick. I'm going to smoke this. So take a sip of water, take a sip of coffee, whatever it is you got, or smoke them if you got them. Trying not to smoke on the podcast anymore, but it's a little tough. I definitely smoke a little bit on Comedy by Coincidence. So if you're one of my stoner friends who enjoyed me smoking on this podcast, go troll your way over to Comedy by Coincidence with Chris Davis and Ty Young. It's definitely 420 friendly over there. Hope you guys had a good 420, by the way. I tried to. I worked all day, didn't really enjoy it, and then I got off and enjoyed it with a few friends at the end of the night, and that was nice. But it was weird because, you know, 420 is definitely for, like, college kids who got the time to enjoy it. I didn't get off till like, 7 p.m. I think we all hung out at 9, and everybody peaced by 10:30, so. I still love them. Those are your homies right there. Anyways, three tips for surviving for musicians and music lovers. Pew, 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 pew. Tip number one for musicians. I need to fucking sit up a little more, look like I give a shit here. Tip number one for musicians, keep practicing, okay? We don't get better unless we keep practicing, and that's how you're going to become the musician you want to be, okay? When we're kids, or whatever age, if you don't know your instrument, yeah, you don't have to be a kid for this one, but you have those musicians you look up to that are, it's almost like magic because you don't understand what the hell they're doing, and you could never imagine doing it. But you get to that point as a musician by practicing, and it's attainable, but you have to put in the work. So make sure you get your practice in this week, man. 3 to 4 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes. That's what it takes, man. And you got to keep doing it. Tip number two for musicians and music lovers. And this one is good for surviving the week. I almost said it earlier, but I felt like I'd hold off, you know, and save it. But if you want to, like, put yourself in a better mood, if you want to re-inspire yourself, if you want to get lost in the magic of music a little bit, go and listen to some new music. Force yourself. Find something new, whether that's listen to your public radio station, listen to some random Spotify playlist, pulling Pandora up. I don't even know if they're still around. I used to love that shit in high school. But, you know, listen to some new music. I need to listen to some new music to inspire me, push me in different directions. Happens every year, a little bit, you know. Let's see. Tip number three for musicians and music lovers. Tip number three. Don't give up. I have felt like giving up a lot these last couple weeks. In fact, there was... the people who really know me will find this funny, man. There was a one night I thought, man, I got a sweet little music gig. It's nothing crazy. Teaching music. That's awesome. It's awesome. But I was like, man, it reminds me I don't have a drummer. This is how crazy my mind gets. Teaching rock music and teaching bands and stuff. It's like, man, you need to just fucking find another career that, like, makes just money, and then it's in 9 to 5, and then you're happy with your vacations. And I was just like, I kind of got disgusted with myself. Because you know what makes me happy? Playing guitar. Playing guitar makes me happy. And playing guitar with a rockin' band makes me happy. So when that band goes away, you feel fucking disgust, and I felt like a goddamn loser these past 2 weeks. That has been a hard sentence to say. Ooh. Yeah. It's been tough. So hey, if you're paying attention and you're here for your boy, I love you, man. Thank you. Hey, Savage of the Week, Big Farmer. Thanks for going to the show with me, man. I love you guys. You guys have a good week, okay?